We thank you for taking the time to listen to this teaching from Metro Church. We hope this inspiring message will empower and enrich your life.
Good morning, church. My name is Marco. As you saw on the screens there, I'm the youth and young adult pastor along with my wife, Pastor Jordan. We just wanted to take, before anything, some time to pray for our pastors and to stand with them in this time. I truly believe that in this moment, their family is under not just physical but spiritual attack as well. And I'm believing that God is with them and that God will get them through this. But as the church body that we are, as the believers that we are, we're here to stand with them and stand for them. Amen. So I just want to quickly just open up in prayer. Father, we just thank you so much for how good you are, God, because we know that we live in a fallen world, Lord. And regardless of what happens in this world, Father, you remain good. But in this moment, Lord, we come to you with this pain. We come to you with this situation, Lord. We lift up Pastors Chad and Julie Braswell, Lord. We lift up their families, God. In this moment, we just release peace over them in this moment, God. Wherever they are, Father, I just pray that they feel your peace that surpasses all understanding, that is not dependent on circumstances, Father, but is dependent solely on you, Lord. I pray that peace over them in this moment, Father. I pray the comfort from the Holy Spirit might come in them, Father, in this moment and fill them, Father, with your comfort. God, I also just pray for healing to be released over both of Pastor Julie's brothers, Father. In this moment, wherever they are, Father, I pray that you touch their bodies. In the name of Jesus, we believe that by your stripes we have been healed, Lord. So in this moment, we just declare that over them, God. And we know that out of this season, a great testimony will come of the glory that is in you, Father, of how good you are, Lord. We know, regardless of what happens in our lives, God, you remain good. So we honor you in this moment, God. And we just believe for a miracle, God. We stand with them in this moment, united as the church, Lord, as your bride. And we come to you asking for this miracle, Lord. We know that you will do what only you can do, Father. We will continue to stand in faith and believe for the things that you will do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen, 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 amen. Probably should have also prayed for the message, so let's do that. Father, I just pray that you lead me in this moment, God. Speak through me. Holy Spirit, have your way in us this morning. And Father, you know exactly what each and every single person is going through. Lord, I pray that you speak into every area of their lives, Lord. May you be heard above any other voice, any other noise, Lord. You are the one true God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, it's still really good to be with you guys this morning. I believe it's going to be an amazing day in God's house, and I'm excited to bring this word to you. We're going to start in Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, it says this. In verse 36, it says, "Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, who were James and John, along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.' Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, 'My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me.'" What he's referring to is Jesus was about to experience the most gruesome death that any human being has ever been put through. He was going to be crucified for us. So it says in verse 39, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow. Keep watch with me." It says in verse 40, "Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. 'Couldn't you, man, keep watch with me for 1 hour?' he asked Peter. 'Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.' He went away a second time and prayed, 'My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done.'" In verse 43, it says, "When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said to them, 'Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come, and the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer.'" And he's referring to one of his disciples, Judas. And the title of today's message, if you're taking notes, is "Hurting on the Inside." Hurting on the inside. You guys, I think most of you guys know, I have a almost one-year-old daughter named Hannah. And Hannah has grown up super fast. I know every parent that I talk to, they're like, "She'll be 18 soon." I don't know how to feel about that, if to be excited or sad. So,
But it really, this past year has really flown by, and she's going to be one next Monday. So wherever you are, just say happy birthday to Hannah. Yeah. Hannah, we've learned so much from her. I know that, you know, kids are supposed to learn from you, but every parent knows that they teach you a lesson or two along the way. And one of the things that I've been, you know, seeing in Hannah is just her growth, how she's growing, how quickly she's growing. She's able to reason and just understand things that I'm like, how do you know? Like, it's in you. It's just in you. It's just God working through you. And, you know, a few months back, we're going through this period of time where Hannah was going through one of these growth spurts. And we didn't know it, you know, but at the time, she was in a lot of pain. And I remember just hearing her cry. And I'm not talking about like that loud crying. I'm talking about the whining, okay? And listen, I'm a man of patience. But at some point, I broke. And I just couldn't, I swear, I'm a good father, guys. I'm a good father, okay? But I couldn't take it. And I was like, what do you need? I don't understand. I'm like, we're doing everything for you. We're trying to keep you content. We're giving you toys. Like, we're just trying to think of anything that will help her to just feel better. And I remember I just started to get frustrated. And I was like, I just don't understand. And of course, my wonderful wife, being the amazing mother that she is, she just took our daughter and just held her. And that was her happy place. And I was like, what about all this? Hannah, what about all, why can't you accept this? But Pastor Jordan knew. She's like, she just wants to be with me. And later on, we found out a few days later, you know, when a little white little rice started to creep up from her mouth, that she was actually teething that whole time. And she was in a lot of pain, and she was trying to tell us that she was in so much pain. But I just, out of my frustration, because all I saw was her reaction, I just got so angry. But all that she wanted to do was just be held and just be with her mama and just be loved on. And it made me think how many times we're walking through life not realizing, or better yet, being unaware as the church of what our brothers and sisters are going through, because we can't see what's going on the inside, but we just see the pain on the outside. And how many times have you walked by someone who you can tell needs prayer, who you can tell needs a hug, who you can tell needs a word of encouragement, and you've chosen to walk past them because you just don't want to deal with it, because you feel like you got your own stuff going on. Made me think also of how often we hide our own pain and put a smile on for the sake of others. How often have you hidden your hurt, your pain, your struggle, because you just, you know, I don't want to worry anybody, Pastor Marco. I don't want to put this on anybody else, because it's not their problem, it's mine. But you are not meant to walk through this life alone. You were never meant to go through this alone. You know, and we hear encouraging messages like, God is still good. And God is good, and all the time. And I understand that God works all things for good. I get it. But in the moment, it does not feel good. And if anybody here has been through something real in their lives and can be real enough to admit that you have been in pain, you know what I'm talking about. Because I get, trust me, I know the scriptures, and I say them in the morning when I'm going through a tough season, but that does not change my situation. And you still feel the pain. You still feel the pain. And though God's word is true and his goodness will come, the right now does not feel good. And in the Christian world, we've come to demonize pain. We've come to demonize hurt and feelings and emotions. How am I supposed to be healed if I can't be honest about what I'm going through? How do you expect to be healed if you're not honest with yourself and with your brother and your sister about what you are actually going through? You're wondering why you can't break loose out of these emotions that keep holding you hostage, that keep you up at night, but you have not allowed God into your situation. And you think you got it put together because you look real cute on the outside, but you're hurting on the inside. We gotta be real, church. Because the Bible tells us this in Romans 12, verse 15. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. So why is it that every time we hear that someone is going through something, we just, but God is still good. I get it. I get that God's still good. But I don't need you to tell me that right now. I need you to just sit with me and just hear me out and just listen to the pain, because what I'm feeling, I need you to remind me that this is normal. That I'm not going crazy. That we live in a fallen world. Can you please remind me that I'm not losing it? Because I feel this stuff. And church, this is what we need. This is what the church needs to look like. And trust me, I know that words have power and that I should speak goodness into existence, but I also need to be honest if I want God to do the work in me. You know, we just got back a few weeks ago from Summerfest, and we had a leader share a testimony in one of the days, and they were talking about how years ago they had gone through a really hard season in their lives. They were carrying a lot of burden, a lot of weight, and they gave it to God, and they thought that they were good. And then years went by, and they kept having the same emotions and the same feelings, and it led them to one of the lowest points in their lives. And it wasn't until they shared their pain with someone else, in fact, with our community group, that she was able to break free from these emotions that were holding her hostage. But why was that? Because you don't realize that it's not just about you sharing with God. Of course, that's the first step, but you need to break free. And why do we do baptisms? Because you go public with your faith. Go public with your healing. Go public with the truth. Go public with what God is doing in you. Amen. And she began to experience real freedom. When we hide our pain, all we are doing is just hurting ourselves and not allowing God to work through us. And this creates a false sense of reality. And ultimately, it's going to impact your relationships and your relationship with God. Because God is dealing with a phony. We got to stop playing pretend, church. So let me ask you this question as I get into the word. How are you really doing? Not what you tell people when you see them at work and you walk past them, or not when you get on a Zoom call and someone asks you, hey, how are you? How was your weekend? Oh, it was great. But you cried yourself to sleep every night. But you kept going back to that same vice, that same temptation. But you kept struggling. That's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, how are you really doing? How are you really doing? In this story that we read, we see Jesus, the Savior of the earth, in deep sorrow. He's about to go through one of the most gruesome pain any human being has ever endured. And I need to remind you something. Jesus was fully human and fully God. People look at Jesus and they're like, well, he got through that because he was God, right? But he was flesh, 100%. So he experienced the pain. He experienced the emotions. See, Luke and Pastor Chad did an incredible message on this. Back on Easter, he described what Jesus was actually going through in this moment in the Garden of Gethsemane. In Luke, it describes that when Jesus was praying to God, that his sweat turned to drops of blood. And this is actually a rare medical condition known as hematidrosis. It's a condition in which the capillary blood vessels that feed the sweat glands rupture, causing them to exude blood, occurring under conditions of extreme physical or emotional stress. I don't know about you, but I never sweat blood. I've never been in a situation where I've been in so much pain, both emotionally and physically, that I've sweat blood. But here we see the Savior of the earth going through this. It's safe to say that Jesus was in a serious physical and emotional struggle. He was honest about his pain. And there's a lot that we can learn from this emotional experience. So if you're taking notes today, when it comes to seasons of sorrow and pain, number one, and this is so important, not everyone can, or better yet, should help. I'm going to say that again. Not everyone can or should help. I love in Matthew 26, the story we just read in verse 37, it says that he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me. He did not take all of his disciples. That's why I love how Matthew describes it, because Luke said he went away with his disciples, but Matthew specifically names the three disciples that he went away with. Why? Because not everybody can see the real you. Because some people, when you tell them what you're going through, When you tell them about your struggle and your pain, they're going to talk to you about perspective. And in that moment, you don't need perspective. You need an ear to listen and somebody to pray with you. And Jesus knew, I love this, because Jesus, come on, again, being fully God, fully human, Jesus knew that Peter and James and John cannot change his situation. They couldn't help him. There was nothing that they could do to actually help him, but he just wanted their presence. And maybe that's you today. Maybe you just need somebody's presence. Maybe you're not looking for somebody to come and fix your situation. Maybe you're not looking for someone to come and tell you the right answers and the right direction to go, because you understand that ultimately God is the one that's going to lead you, but you just need someone to listen. And that's exactly what Jesus used his disciples for in this moment. And this is what the church should look like. We should not be judging each other because of what we're going through, church. And we should not be gossiping about what we're going through. Don't get me started on that, yo, because I'll preach a whole weekend's message worth of gossip, because I understand. I've lived it. I see it. I preach about it to our young adults and our youth every week. They'll tell you. Because we got to get at them young. Because the gossip does not start here when you're in your 40s. And you learned this in school. You learned this when people were passing notes around. But guess what? When somebody has just lost somebody, it's not your business to sell someone else. When someone is crying themselves to sleep, when someone is not stopped praying to God for a miracle, it's not your business to tell someone else what they're going through, because they shared it with you. If that person did not give you the permission to say that to someone else, why are you doing it? You don't realize the hurt that this causes. And we say things, and I know we've said this before, but the real reason we gossip is because we have nothing else to say. And you're just staying surface level with your relationships. You're not going deep. You don't want to go underwater, because you know if you go underwater, it's going to get messy and you're going to have to care. If you go a little bit deeper, you might just have to care. You might just have to go out of your way to actually love on that person. So you just want to stay surface level. Let me just talk about somebody else. Because I know you're going through stuff, and I should probably be providing some meals to you, and I should probably be checking up on you, but I got my own things. So the gossip needs to stop, yo. We look real proper here on Sundays. But we got to invest into each other outside of just Sundays. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. So why are you allowing your brother or sister to just go through it alone? Why are you allowing yourself to just go through this alone? We're meant to carry each other's burdens. If you know that there's people hurting, please, please, please step in. Step in. You could be the answer to their prayers. That's number one. Number two, only God can fully understand. Only God can fully understand. When you're going through a season of pain, only God can fully understand. It says in Matthew 26, verse 39, going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed. See, Jesus knew that he needed to be alone. Jesus knew that none of his disciples would fully comprehend the pain that he was experiencing. So he didn't pray with them, but he had them close by. See, there's a difference between relating and understanding. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people said, they say, I understand. I understand where you're going through. Man, it's one thing to relate to what someone is going through. It's another thing to be that person. Because when someone is going through a struggle, when they're suffering, when they're experiencing pain, you think of just that moment, but they're thinking about it throughout their whole lives. You're like, I understand what it's like. I understand exactly what you feel. No, because you didn't go through what I went through with that person that's now in the hospital. No, but I understand. I know exactly what you know. You don't. You can relate to how I feel. You have an understanding to a certain extent, but can we please stop acting like we are Dr. Phil and we have all the answers and I can get you through this? I can no, you cannot get me through this. You can relate, you can connect, but you're not the answer. So please, church, can we stop going to be, I understand what you're going. You know what that does? That robs them of the ability to experience emotion. Because I understand what you're going through and look at me now. Right, but that's not me now. I'm hurting right now. And you can connect, but you cannot fully understand. See, Jesus knew this, so he went to be alone with God. Because God, our Creator, is the only one that can fully understand. And I say this both in the sense of, you know, stop trying to act like you understand people, but also stop leaning on people to be your God. Stop leaning on people to be your comforter. Stop leaning on people to change your situation around, because that's God, not people. And you wonder why, when you're going through a tough spot, no one's reaching out. It's because they know you're going to try to put it on them. We carry each other's burdens. We don't give our burdens to someone else and walk away. That's what the Bible tells us to do with God. Cast our anxieties and our cares onto God, because he cares for us. And no human being will walk this earth that will care more about you than God. No one. So he needed to be alone with God. Only God fully understands what we feel, because he created us and our emotions. And this is exactly what we read in Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. When Jesus goes back to the disciples, it says that he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. They were snoozing while he was about to experience the most painful experience of his life. They were sleeping. Why? Because they did not understand. They did not understand. Because I'm sure Jesus was tired. But Jesus was the one going through it. So he couldn't just close his eyes and fall asleep. But the disciples, they did. They fell asleep. Have you ever had a friend that you've opened up to? I mean, that you've really, really opened up to. And then when you ask them, you know, hey, what do you think? They're like, what? Wait, what? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. And then you get mad. So you should pay attention. They should. They really should. But they don't have the answers that you're looking for. They don't have the answers. Stop depending on humans to fully understand. That's number two. Number three, God's comfort is found in his will. God's comfort is found in his will. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. It says, going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. See, people always say, when someone's going through a hard season, I need y'all to catch this for real. When someone's going through a hard season, you know, it's that attitude of like, hey, God is still good, and I get it. Trust me, believe me, I understand. I've seen God's goodness come to pass, right? And the moment doesn't feel good, but it does turn good. I understand. But then people say, this is just part of God's will. Do you realize none of this was part of God's will? None of what we are living through today was part of God's perfect will. In his mercy and his grace towards humanity, God gave us free will. And in our free will, we chose sin. So sin entered the earth, evil entered the earth, and the perfect will. Do you realize we were not supposed to die, y'all? If you reject, you need to understand, y'all, I know everybody loves the new, I get it. I love the gospels, believe me, but y'all need to go back to the beginning and understand how God meant creation to be. Did you know God used to walk the earth? But now you're like, I just can't feel you, God. This is a fallen world. Fallen world. You can live in God's perfect will. But understand, what's going on here on earth, what's going on with this whole virus situation, all that is going on was not God's original plan. It was man getting in the way and breaking it all and messing it up. And that's why Jesus Christ had to come to give us hope and a future. But it is found in Jesus. So please, I get it. You're trying to be encouraging. Hey, this is just all part of God's plan, but it wasn't. And that's why I feel like this, because I'm not of this world, but I'm living in this broken world. And I go through these situations and I get attached to certain things. And when I lose them, it hurts. But I wasn't supposed to feel this. I wasn't supposed to hunger. I wasn't supposed to lose my job. I wasn't supposed to go through these struggles. But we got in the way. So don't say it's not God's perfect will, believe me. His will was for us to never experience pain or sorrow. And it says this in Luke chapter 22, when Jesus, after he prayed, I love this, just leave this up, right after he prayed, he said, not my will, but your will be done, Lord. It says this in Luke 22, verse 43, then an angel appeared to him from heaven and strengthened him. He strengthened him. You want to be strengthened? You want to be comforted? Stop trying to do it on your own. Stop trying to do it on your own. Stop just leading your own. Like, stop being the driver of your own life. Surrender your life to Jesus. If you want to experience real strength, real comfort, real peace, again, that surpasses all understanding, meaning it's not dependent on how your situation is going. Because again, we live in a broken world, but you can still experience peace in the middle of pain. But it is found in Jesus. It's found in Jesus. I want God to step into my life and strengthen me. So I will surrender my will to whatever it is he's asking me to do. I don't know best. We don't know best. God does. Amen. And as I close with my last point, God will use this for good. He will use this for good. I know he will. And I know you know he will. I just talked about the encouragement that we get from people, but man, it's just true. I've seen it time and time again. You know, I was talking about this on Wednesday too, because one of our youth, by the way, I just have to say, y'all, you got to believe in our youth, yo. The future is so bright because God is doing something amazing in our youth. One of them reached out to me, and you know, they were going through a situation, and they had sent over some lyrics from a song that we actually see here called Sea of Victory. And it says, God takes what the enemy meant for evil and he turns it for good. And he turns it for good. And I believe, I really truly believe, I've seen it in my life. Everything that the enemy has tried to use, every weapon that has been formed against me in my life, against my marriage, against my child, against me, against my situation, against our ministry, every single weapon, the Lord has been faithful and has turned it around. When it looked like it was impossible, y'all, God turned it around. He stepped in and he turned it for good. So I need you to, in this moment, just stir up some faith and believe that God will turn it for good. I know it doesn't feel good. I get it. I know you don't feel like lifting your hands. I know that you don't feel like coming here. You didn't even feel like coming here today. But regardless of what you are going through, I'm here to remind you that God is still good and that God will turn it around. Feel the emotions that you need to feel, but don't forget that he's still God. Don't forget that he is still good and that he will step in. Even when you don't feel it, even when you don't see it, God is moving. And this will turn for good. I love this. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. I'm going to close with this. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we'll be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Let me tell you, your pain does not end with you. Your struggle does not end with you. I know that right now you're being consumed by your situation, but let me tell you, God is not only going to turn it around, but he's going to use you to reach someone else who is feeling alone, who's feeling like they just need somebody to listen to them, to just hear them out. You will be that person for someone else, but right now you got to get through this valley to get to the mountaintop. But you have to get through it and believe that God is good, that he will do it. But it all starts with just being honest with God and being honest with ourselves. And like I said, the only way you'll ever experience that comfort, that freedom, that breakthrough, is in Jesus.
We hope you've enjoyed this teaching from Metro Church.